Okay, can I please have a proposal to restart the meeting? We are halfway through FG 042/19. Can I have a proposer? Councillor Hart, seconded by Councillor Barnes. All those in favour? Thank you. So just for the purposes of the recording, we've just had a confidential update on the situation at the hub, the upshot of which is that the hub may or may not, they're not sure yet, be requesting some degree of financial aid, possibly as previously discussed in the form of running a COVID-19 response centre, partially funded by council. Now, I would like to suggest that a discussion of that be put on next Monday's full council agenda relatively early on, and I would also suggest, as this is the governance committee, that Monday's agenda, if possible, be kept relatively minimal to reflect the current evolving situation, and that we try and defer ordinary items, as it were, to a later meeting, if indeed possible. Councillor Clark.
I fully support that, and if that's okay, I will come into the council offices on Wednesday and discuss this with the assistant clerk, and we can revise the agenda accordingly to keep it to. This is obviously going to take up a considerable amount of time on the agenda. There are one or two other items I think we need to remain on the agenda, like the co-option, I think would be an important thing.
Yes.
And anything of a financial nature that the RFO thinks is important to put onto the agenda, but outside of that,
indeed,
I can see us reducing the agenda accordingly.
Perfect. And I think a recommendation for something to go onto a full council agenda, I don't think needs a vote here as such. Was there anything else that anyone wanted to discuss very briefly on emergency planning?
No.
It's now 10:10. We were off recording for about 10, maybe 15 minutes. Right, I think that concludes FG 042/19. Now, it has been a long meeting, and I propose to draw this meeting to a close early now. Which means that the next agenda item, FG 43/19, was to review the gift and hospitality policy. I suggest that that is non-urgent and can be deferred to a future meeting, should we ever have one. FG 44/19, to consider a draft expenses policy. Again, I think that's non-urgent and can be deferred. FG... It says here 55/19.
Yes,
I think the numbers have gone odd. So, as per the agenda, it says FG 55/19 is to consider an updated investment policy. RFO, is that something that we can decide?
I really don't know. It says in our strategy that it will be done before the start of the financial year. But
I think in the current climate, we can probably claim
the draft policy looks quite solid, and it's basically information provided by the RFO, which was pretty much supported throughout previous full council meetings.
And I don't think there's any big changes in there, really, from what we're currently doing, are there? So I think we will defer that one to a future meeting. Which just leaves the last item, which is bizarrely labelled, again, FG 38/19, we've already had a 38/19, is the last item on the agenda as published. To note the date of the next meeting, which is currently scheduled for the 15th of June 2020, but I suspect that will change in one of two directions. Which one it is, I cannot currently say. Just briefly, then,
I think maybe it might make sense if the investment policy strategy is put onto the council meeting for Monday, because I think it pretty well go through quite quickly.
Okay. If council chair is happy for that, then yes.
Yeah, I'm happy for that, because I think it's a lot of good work there, and I think we need to have the policy in place. Thank you.
Right, so I declare this meeting closed. Thank you very much.